Okay, we're on the bottom of Chaf Aleph on the base. For Roshei Chadashim u'becholo shel Moed Korim Arba. Bo minei Ula bara mirava. Parshas Rosh Chodesh Ketzet Korin Osa. How do you split up the Aliyahs? You have four Aliyahs in the parish of Rosh Chodesh. You can't read more than that because it has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. The next thing is Pesach. So how do you split up the four Aliyahs in the way that the parsha is set up paragraph-wise? We'll see there's a problem that you can't leave less than three psukim to the end of a parsha, of a paragraph, a sum or a psucha, and you can't start less than three psukim into a parsha. That we'll get to tomorrow. But today we're going to discuss the idea that you can't read less than three psukim for every Aliyah. You have to read three psukim, and you can't leave over less than three psukim until the end of a parsha. So the thing is like this. The first parsha, which is Tzavos B'nei Yisrael, till the parsha of Yom HaShabbos, is five psukim. So you can't split it into two Aliyahs. There's only five psukim. You can't have three and three. The next parsha is V'yom HaShabbos, is two psukim. But it's a contained parsha of two psukim. We'll see there's a machlokas whether you can read an entire contained parsha even though you only read two psukim. Or leave over an entire contained parsha of two psukim since that's a whole parsha. That we'll see as a machlokas. But in any case, that's the next parsha. And then there's the parsha of Rosh Chodesh itself, of Rosh Eichot Sheichem. I don't know how many psukim that is, but it's more than three psukim. So that's not the problem over here. So the problem is how to split up the Aliyahs. So Ketzer, talta psukim, pashaluhu trei. If you read three psukim for the first two Aliyahs, so you can only have two psukim left over. And they can't leave off for two psukim. Stam. Ve'ein mishayrim b'parsha pachos mishlosha psukim. You don't leave over, you don't stop, and leave over less than three psukim towards the end of the parsha. Nikri arba pasha luhushiva. Right? If you read four psukim for the first two aliyahs, you're going to have left seven psukim. Uv'yom ha-shabbos havin trei. Yom HaShabbos is two psukim, and Rosh Eichot Sheichem is five psukim, right? So you're going to only have, for the next two aliyahs, what's it called? You're going to have seven psukim, but you're not going to be able to split them up. So Hechi Navid. Nikri Trei Meho V'Chad Mehanoch. Read two from Uv Yom HaShabbos, and then one from the next, so you have three psukim. You can't do that. Ein maschil in the parasha pachas mishlosha psukim. You can't read into a parasha less than three psukim. So you can't just read one pasuk into a new parasha. You have to read at least three psukim into a new parasha. Likrei tre mehova talta mehach. Elamai read over Yom HaShabbos. And then three psukim into Varosh Eichot Sheichem. Koshelu tre. There's only going to be two psukim left. Right? So you won't have enough for, and you don't leave two psukim in a parsha, and also what's it called, you know, going to have two psukim for the last aliyah. Omer lo zulo shamati, I didn't hear anything specifically about the aliyahs of Rosh Chodesh. Kiyotze bo shamati, I heard something similar. Disnan, we learned this already in Tainis. Bayom arishon bereishis v'yehi rakia. That on the mamados, they read from parshas bereishis. So on the first day, on Sunday, they read, what's it called, Bereishis and Yehi Rakia. B'tani alo Bereishis b'shnayim, Yehi Rakia be'echad. Yehi Rakia is three psukim, so one person reads that aliyah, and two people split up the first parsha of Bereishis till Yom Echad, even though it's only five psukim. V'havinim bo b'shlom Yehi Rakia be'echad etalta psukehavi. Yehi Rakia is one full aliyah, it's three psukim. Elaboratious Bishnayim Chamisha Psukim Havi. But how do you split up Bereishis into two aliyahs? Right, it's five psukim. Betanya, Hakore Betorah lo Yifchos Mishlosha Psukim. person reads the Torah can't read less than three psukim. Okay, so we have three halachas over here that we've learned. One is that every aliyah has to be a minimum of three psukim. Those three psukim can't be split up in such a way that you start a new parsha with less than three psukim, and you can't leave over in a parsha less than three psukim. Okay. So how is it possible to read two aliyahs in five psukim? In one parsha that's five psukim. The Itmar Allah, Rav Amr Doleg, Ushmul Amr Posek. We have this already in Tainus. Rav says that you read one of the psukim twice. And Shmuel says you split one of the psukim into two. Rav Amr Doleg, my time alone, Amr Posek. Why did Rav say that you read one pasuk twice and not split a pasuk in half? Kesover kol psukim lo paskin Moshe anan lo paskinin lei. Because he held that you're not allowed to split psukim, right, into two. Any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop there, it was a sof pasuk, you can't make into a sof pasuk. Shmuel Omer paskinin lei. And Shmuel says you could. Aiva Omer Rabbi Chananya Kara. Rabbi Chananya, the Balkore, or the one who taught Chumash, the Chumash teacher. Tsar Godel Hayali, Eitzel Rabbi Chanina HaGodel, a tremendously difficult time with Rabbi Chanina HaGodel. V'lo hitrli lipsok el letzinoko shel beis rabba. He only allowed me to split up psukim when I was teaching the children, and they couldn't learn a whole pasuk at one time, so he permitted me to stop in the middle of a pasuk. Since they're doing it to learn, so b'di'evad you're allowed to split up the pasuk, but not l'chatchila. Moshe says, "Hashem time of my mishum to lo efsher, hachanami lo efsher." So what's it called? So even though we see from there that under normal circumstances you're not allowed to stop in the middle of a pasuk, but just like over there it was l'tzorech, right? The children couldn't learn if they didn't stop and break up the psukim. So too over here, there's no way to lane the two aliyahs, unless you break up a pasuk, that's called b'di'evit. That's the tzorah. Ushmuel Omer, posek, achinami lo efshar. Ushmuel Omer, posek, my time lo omer dolig. Why didn't Shmuel say you read the pasuk twice? There's another eitzah. Read one pasuk twice. Gzeira mishuma v'nichnosu mishuma yotzim. No, he was afraid because of the people who would come in late and leave late. Right? If you read the one of the psukim twice, in what's it called, the first aliyah. Right? First aliyah, you read three psukim, and then the next aliyah, the person was going to, what's it called, read one of the psukim you already read, plus two more. So he was afraid that people who would leave early would think that you're going to stop after two psukim. And the people who came late said that the first person only read two psukim, because this guy's starting from two psukim into the parsha. They don't realize that the other person also read the third pasuk and you're reading it again. So in order not to confuse people who came late or leave early, he held that you don't read one of the psukim twice, but rather you split in the middle, and because you split in the middle, they're going to realize that here you read two and a half psukim, and the other guy's going to read two and a half psukim, and the half a pasuk is counted like a whole pasuk. Rashi. Ketzad Korin B'dalad B'nei Adam. How do you read the parish of Rosh Chodesh and give four aliyahs to the amount of psukim that there is and the way that it's set up? Ein Mishayrim B'parisha L'kamim B'forish Taima. Later on, the Gemara will explain the reason why we don't leave over in a parisha less than three psukim. Ein Maschilin Nomi L'kamim Arminin Lom B'forish Taima. And also, you don't start into a parisha less than three psukim. Likre shlishi trei meha shnei mikros, the parashas of Yom HaShabbos, the talti kroi mi baroshe chotcheichem, parashu lutrei. Right? If the shlishi is going to read two psukim of Yom HaShabbos, and the third pasuk, and three psukim into baroshe chotcheichem, because you can't start a parasha with less than three psukim, there's going to be two psukim left for the revi. And you can't do that. And the revi can't have two psukim. So the Gemara says it's similar to what we have by the Mamados on Sunday, that we have two parshios. Bereishis has five psukim, and Yehirokia has, what's it called, three psukim. So how do you split it up to three aliyahs? Biyom Arishon Gabi Mamodos Nanle Maseches Tainis Biyom Arishon Bechad B'Shabbos Doleg Hasheni Choser Umasku Pasuk Shigomer Boshlefonav. So what happens is that the second Aliyah says over the last pasuk that the first Aliyah said, and that's what we do. Right? We say over again Viyomarta Lohem Ze Ha'isha Shetakrivu Lashem. We say that pasuk twice. Posek Harishon Kore Chatzi HaPasuk Ashlishi UPosko. And Shmuel said, no, we split the pasuk into two. The third pasuk, we only read half of it for the first Aliyah, and the second half for the second Aliyah. Okay. Zera Mishum HaNichnosim Sheyishmu Hasheni Maslu Pasuk Zeh. They'll come, somebody come late to Shul. He didn't hear the first Aliyah, so he didn't know they read three psukim by the first Aliyah. And he sees they're starting the second Aliyah from Viyomar to Elohim, which is only two psukim into the parsha. So he's going to think the first person only read two psukim. Viyom relo kora rishon el shnayim. V'chein hayotzim, sheishmu es harishon kori shlosha, viyotzum mibes haknesses, or somebody left after the first Aliyah. And after the first Aliyah, he heard the first guy read three psukim. And there's only two psukim left to the end of the parsha. Right? The Yom Relo Yikra Sheini El Shlaim. He's going to think that the next guy is going to only read two psukim. Hachi Garsin and Kor Rishon Shlosha Hasheini Kori Shnayim in Parsha Zu. We're going to get it. Meishveis. Now the Gemara Sakashan. So we have two shitas, what you do on Rosh Chodesh. Right? Either you read the pasuk V'yomar Tolohem. At least that's the way we do it. If the Vilna Gaon holds differently. Right? You read the pasuk V'yomar Tolohem. What's it called? Twice. Or you, what's it called, split the pasuk of the Omar Tolohem into two. Okay. Meisve. Parsha shel shisha psukim. Koronos abishnayim. If you have a parsha that's six psukim, you split it up to two aliyahs. Right? It's tam kriyas haTorah. You want to read a parsha that has six psukim, you can make two aliyahs out of it. V'shel chamisha psukim biyochid kora rishon shlosha asheni kori shnayim parsha zu. The echad parsha acheres, the yesh omrim shlosha, the fishein maschilim b'parsha pachas mishlosha psukim. But if you have five psukim, so then, and you want to make two aliyahs, so you either, the first one reads three from this parsha, the second one reads two from this parsha, and one from the next parsha. Talking where you have a whole parsha to read, and you can read more. But Rosh Chodesh, you can't do that because there's no more to read. The next thing is Pesach, you don't read on Pesach on Rosh Chodesh. But here, we're talking about a stama, Parshas HaShavua, so you can read more. So you read more into it. Rashi seems to say that, what's it called, that it's talking about Monday and Thursday. And you start the new Sedra, but you could go on into more. Some learn from that you don't have to lane Dafka Rishon to Sheni. But if you lane Shlishi to Revi, right, what's it called, in Monday and Thursday. As long as you read something from the coming week's parsha is good. Others say there's no raya from here. Even though Rashi holds you could read more, but you have to start from the beginning. You can't start from Sheni or start from Shlishi or whatever. But you could read from Sheni and Shlishi on Monday and Thursday. There's no limit how much you can read, but you have to start from the beginning. Okay. Right. So in this case, right, Monday and Thursday, you're reading the beginning of Shoftim, right, and you have a parsha of five psukim, so one aliyah gets three, the next aliyah reads two, plus three from the next parsha. Okay. Or according to the first man, the Omer, one, because there's no problem of leaving over what's it called, starting one pasuk into the parsha, then the other man, the Omer, holds like we hold that you have to read three psukim into a parsha. The Misa, if that's the case, why do you have to go on? Leman di Omer doleg didlog. Read one pasuk twice. Why do you have to go on into the next parsha, right? Read in that parsha five, either one pasuk twice or split one pasuk into two. Well, the man di Omer pasuk nifso. Or says Shani Hosam de Efshar b'hachi. Over there, it's possible to go on. There's no problem with reading more. So where you can read more, read more. Don't rely on splitting a pasuk into two or reading a pasuk twice. But where you can't read more, like on Rosh Chodesh, you can't go on. You only have that contained parshios of, what's it called, the Korban HaTamid, Yom HaShabbos, and Rosh Chodeshim, right, then you have no choice. You have to split it up somehow. Rashi. Lamandi Omer Doleg Nidlog. Lamandi Omer Posek, Lekla Mifrach. Rashi doesn't have Lamandi Omer Posek. The Hakra Rishon Shlosha Ktani. The Efshar Old Lachzer. Right? It's talking with the first person read three psukim. He didn't read 2.5 psukim. So we're not asking Akasha on Lamandi Omer Posek. It's talking where he talked read three psukim. Nothing you can do. There's 2 psukim left. But according to Lamandi Omer, who says you read a pasuk twice, let the second aliyah start from the last pasuk that the first person read. Versus the Shani Hossam Defshir Bahochi, Likroshim Parsha Zulachareh. Over here you can continue on and read more. The Hachmas Nisa Kaima Besheni Vechamishi. It's talking about Monday and Thursday, where you read from the beginning of the next Parsha. Shehu Yochel Likros Mashi Yirtzi. He can read whatever he wants. Onward. Shako Minyan Shalyom. The whole thing is called Minyan Shalyom because you're reading from the Parsha that's coming the next week. So again, some bring a raya from here that if on Monday or Thursday you read Shlishi, Revi, right, you Yotze. And others say no. You have to start from the beginning of the Parsha. It's just that where you stop is Lav Dafgit, read on the whole Parsha if you want. Okay. Omer Rebbe Tanchum, Omer Rebbe Shua ben Levi. Halacha ki Yesh Omrim. The halacha is like the Yesh Omrim, right, that you have to go 3 psukim into a new Parsha. You can't start a new parasha with less than 3 psukim. But Omer Rebbe Tanchum, Omer Rebbe Shua ben Levi, Kishem she'ein maschilim b'parasha pachas mikimul psukim, just like you're not allowed to start a parasha with less than 3 psukim, kachin mishayrim b'parasha pachas mishlosha psukim. You're not allowed to leave over in a parasha less than 3 psukim. In other words, when you read a paragraph and it has what's it called, whatever as many psukim, you can't read less than 3 psukim in the beginning. In other words, if you have a parsha, let's say, with 2 psukim, like over Yom HaShabbos, you can't read, and you want to now have 3 psukim for the aliyah, you can't just add 1 pasuk from the next parsha. You have to add at least 3 psukim. And if you add 3 psukim, you can't stop unless there's 3 psukim till the end of that parsha. You can't leave over less than 3 psukim until the end of the parsha. Mara says, pshita. Of course, if what's it called, what are you telling me, that you can't start a parsha with less than 3 psukim, and just like that, you can't leave over less than 3 psukim in the end of the parsha. So it's a chiddush. What's a chiddush? Of course, pshita. Hashta umas chalta dekom mekel tanakama machmire yeshomrim. Right, we had a machlokus whether you can start a parsha with less than 3 psukim. And there we had a Mandi Omer who said you could read 1 pasuk into a parsha. You don't have to have 3 psukim. And the Yesh Omrim say, no, you need 3 psukim. So in the case where there is a shita that holds that you don't have to start a parsha with 3 psukim, right? She or the machmir tanakama, lokoshkin the machmiri Yesh Omrim, where the she or where even the tanakama holds, you can't leave over 3 psukim, what's it called, leave over less than 3 psukim to the end of a parsha. Kol shkein, what's it called, even the Yesh Omrim holds, even you can't start a parsha with less than 3 psukim, surely holds you can't leave over. In other words, leaving over less than 3 psukim, everybody agrees. So what's the chiddush? There is a machlokas by starting a parsha with less than 3 psukim. Right? So kol shkein, what's it called, where everybody agrees that you can't leave over in a parsha, the halacha is like that. What would I think? No. Why can't you start a parasha with less than 3 psukim? Because if you read only 1 pasuk, what's it called, and somebody, what's it called, comes in late, he's going to see you're starting a parasha, the second pasuk in. He's going to think that the last aliyah only read 1 pasuk. He's going to see, where's the beginning of this parasha? 1 pasuk earlier. So Mestama, they start at the beginning of the parasha and they only read 1 pasuk. So Gzeira, Mishuma Nechnosim, somebody comes in late, you can't start less than 3 psukim. So the guy who comes in late is going to see that you're starting 3 psukim into the parasha. Mestama, the guy before read at least 3 psukim. But what's the reason why you can't leave over less than 3 psukim? Because if you read 3 psukim into the parasha and leave over 2, so somebody who's leaving early is not going to hear the next aliyah. He's going to think you're only going to read 2 psukim for the next aliyah because there's only 2 psukim until the end of the parsha. He's going to assume you're going to stop by the end of the parsha, and he's, what's it called, going to only read 2 psukim. So because of the yotzim, we don't leave over less than three psukim, and because of the nichnosin, the people who come late, we don't start with less than three psukim. So what it says, I might think, nichnosim shrichi, people who come late, that's normal, right? But people who leave early, lo shrichi. The manchi sefer Torah v'nafik, somebody who leaves the sefer Torah right in the middle of laning is not a proper thing. So that's not usual. That is b'shas hadchak, somebody can do that. But otherwise, if you leave a minyan, over. Right? But shelo b'shas hadchak, you can't leave in the middle of laning. So therefore, I might think that people leaving in the middle of laning, which is only mamish b'shas hadchak, that we're not afraid of. But people coming late to laning, that we are afraid of. And therefore it's possible that you can hold, that you can start into a parsha, one pasuk, but you can't leave over less than you can leave over less than two psukim, but you can't start with less than three psukim. Because starting with less than three psukim is because of the people who come late, and that we're afraid of. But leaving over less than three psukim, so the people who leave early, that we're not afraid of. That would, I might think, kamash v'lo, no, that the halacha is both of them we're afraid of. The Tanakama holds just the opposite. That you can start into a parsha less than three psukim. We're not afraid of the people who are, coming late. But we are afraid of people going to leave late. Which is the opposite, Sfarah. What's he hold? Amre manda ayo shule shayo. Guy who comes late asks, what did they read before? But the guy who reads early doesn't have anybody to ask. He's gone. So the person who came late can ask around, hey, what's going on? How come they only read one pasuk for the first aliyah? And they'll tell him, no. They read, three psukim from the parsha before. Right, so therefore we're not afraid of people coming late because they could ask the people who are there what's going on. But people who leave early have nobody to ask. They're gone. Sholech le rabba v'reid the ravel of Yosef, hilchus amai, what's the halacha? Sholech le hilchus a doleg v'em tzoi dolgun. You say the pasuk twice, and the middle aliyah says the pasuk twice. So we hold, first of all, Rashi says this is going on the Ma'amodos, not on Rosh Chodesh. Right, didn't pasuk in the Gabi Rosh Chodesh. Rashi. Kishem shein maschilim parsha b'pachas mishlosha psukim, gzeira mishum anechnosim, shivsvurim lo kora ze elishnei psukim, shol taschovas parsha zu. You can't start a parsha with less than three psukim, because we're afraid somebody will come late, and he'll see that there's only two psukim, or one pasuk from the beginning of the parsha, and he'll think that's what you read for the last aliyah. One or two psukim. So therefore you have to start at least with three psukim, so the guy who comes late sees that there were three psukim back to the beginning of the parsha. Mestama, that's what the last aliyah read. Shari lohoyu b'beisak nesis, v'lo shomu shakar mi parsha yonah. The guy didn't know that they read from the parsha before. Kach ein misharim, so too, you can't leave over less than three psukim till the end of the parsha. Gzeri mishumayotzim, that's a gzera because of people who leave early. Shesvurim shakorei achrav shelzelo yikrele shnei psukim anosorim. He sees there's two psukim left at the end of the parsha. He thinks the next aliyah is going to have two psukim. Shir de komach mertanakama de toni v'shel chamisha b'yochid. V'lo amrinin yikra harishin shlosha v'yipsukim yirtze. The Tanakama holds that leave over less than three psukim. Right? Koshkein holds that you can't, where even the Yeshomrim holds, who holds that you can start with less than three psukim, but he holds also you can't leave over less than three psukim, so of course that's halacha. Nichnosim, the Mordechai says, no, I might think nichnosim shri, chelaficha chichmiru yeshomrim b'tchila, b'aschol. That the reason why you're machmer not to start with less than three psukim is because we're afraid that people will come in late. And that's normal. But people who leave early is not normal because you can't leave in the middle of laning unless it's a shasatrat. So Mara says, no, the opposite is true. That we're more afraid of people leaving early than coming late. Because people who came late can ask what's going on. People who leave early can't ask anybody. They'll just assume what's going to be. Shule mashu kishiyishma shekore hasheni shlosha mikros when the guy hears, he came late, and he hears this guy's reading three psukim, Baharishon lo kori parshas v'lashnayim, and the first guy, the guy before him, only had two psukim in this parsha. Yishal heich kor arishon, shnei psukim v'lo yoser. He's going to ask people, how come the first one only read two psukim? And they're going to tell him, no, he read from above, too. The yom reloshe, kor mi parsha od yom. Hilchus amai b'shel ma'amados. Rashi learns, the shayl of halacha is l'gabi the ma'amados. How you split up Bereishis. But not l'gabi Rosh Chodesh. Then tsoi dole. Shimlo yidolik hu yetzorich lahaskul l'parasha pachas mishlosha psukim. Dim yikra shlosha min ashniya nimtza korakula. Right? Because the second guy is the one who says the two psukim. Because if it's not the second one, right, then he's going to have to start the next parsha and read at least three psukim. It's not going to be enough psukim to read. Okay? Tosis also holds, but the Maisa, we hold that a parsha of two psukim, you can read the whole parsha and end there. In other words, you can read three psukim from the parsha before, right, or whatever, and that whole parsha, even though you're ending less than three psukim into a parsha, because the parsha only has two psukim, since the whole parsha, it's okay. Okay. And the opposite is also true. You can stop before a parsha of two psukim, even though you're only leaving two psukim in the coming parsha. It's a whole parsha, that's okay. And that's what we do, because we read over Yom HaShabbos, and we end at the end of there, and we only read two psukim into the parsha. So that's okay, because it's a full parsha. But the Vilna Gaon holds differently, and he holds that we don't read V'yomarta Lohem twice. If a sitter here, I think they bring down the Gaon's sheet on their shoulders. He holds that... Here. If you wrote here, Minag Agro is that you read the first pasuk by Daber, Tzavas Bnei Israel, the Omar Tolohem, and you end with Ola Somi, just like we do. The Omar Tolohem, Ola Somi is the first Aliyah. Then the next Aliyah starts, Sakeva So Echot Tasev Aboker. We don't say the pasuk over again. You read a Sakeva So Echot, and you read till. Olas Tamid. Till, what's it called? Then they read another, what's it called? Levi is till Olas Tamid. Right? And then Yisrael is from Olas Tamid. Ah, no. You read again Olas Tamid. Right. You read Esakev Esechad till Yishereich Nichoach Lashem, till the Yom HaShabbos, and then the next Aliyah repeats from Olas Tamid and goes into Yom HaShabbos too. And it continues on to Yom HaShabbos. So it's the Yisrael that repeats, not the Sheni. And the Vilna Gaon learned how Emtsoi Doleg is not the second one, it's the third one who makes the Doleg. And he holds that, what's it called, that, right, and you finish off with Yom HaShabbos. Right, and then Rosh Hashanah, and everybody holds is the fourth Aliyah. Okay, so Shaila really is, who's the Emtsoi? The second Aliyah or the third Aliyah? Okay. Rashi. The Emtsoi Dole. Okay, we said this already. Okay. Go on. Zaklau, kol sheyesh bo musaf. Okay, any time there's musaf, but it's not a yontif, you read four aliyahs. So that's Rosh Chodesh, and that's Chol HaMoed. Okay. Iboy Elohu, tainus tzibur bekam. Doesn't mention in the Mishnah tainus tzibur. The reason it doesn't mention, because tainus tzibur is different than the klau in the Mishnah, that whenever there's three or four aliyahs, there's no mafter. But tainus tzibur, there is a mafter. The third one is the Mahter. So therefore, since it's different, the Mishnah didn't mention it. How many aliyahs do you have on Tanis Sibur? Rosh Chodesh u'moedika korban musaf arba. Aval hacha deleka korban musaf lo. Right, Tana Siva doesn't have a korban musaf. So you only read three aliyahs. Oh lo, o dilma hacha nami ika musaf tefillah. Here there is an extra tefillah. Rashi learns anenu. Right, you add to the tefillah, so maybe because there's an extra tefillah, you read four aliyahs. That's the shayla. Tana Siva is four aliyahs or three aliyahs. Toshma. Barashe chadashim u'becholah shomoy korin arba. Says the Pharisee of the Mishnah that only on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed you read four. Mashma that a time is Tzibur is only three. Versus Emoresha. B'sheni v'chamishi u'b'shabas b'mincha korin gimel. A time is Tzibur arba. No, we can die from the race of the opposite. Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos mincha you read three. Mashma that time is Tzibur you read four. So from the race you can be die, time is Tzibur is four. From the safety, you can be dying time of time to see verse 3, so we don't have any raya for the mission. I can't learn from this mission what the din would be by time to see verse. Toshma, the Rav ikla le Bavel, but time to see verse. Rav came to Bavel on a time to see verse, and even though we learned in time this ain't time to see verse Bavel, that means a 24-hour time to see verse except for Tisha B'Av. But the time to see verse like we have, where we lane. And it starts in the morning, that for sure exists in Babel. So they had that kind of time in Sibur, and they laned, right? Kom korav v'sifra, right? So they laned. Pasach borich chosim velo borich. He made a bracha before, birchas haTorah borichu, but he didn't make a bracha acharel. He didn't say asher nasan van, okay? Nofel kule alma an payu, v'rav lo nofel alape. After Kriyas HaTorah, they all said tachnun, and Rav didn't say tachnun. They all fell on their faces, he didn't fall on his face. Moshe says, michti. We're going to discuss the whole thing. It means later on, after they finished laning. They said, what's it called? They put the Sefer Torah away. Why after laning tachnun? That's what they had. What's it called? Because their tachnun was a different tachnun. It was mamish falling on their face on the floor. So they did it after late. Okay. Nichti. Rav Yisrael Kari. Rav was a Yisrael. So he said, L'chora, the last Aliyah. My time a chosam v'lo birach. Right? Why did he not make a bracha achrona? The last person makes the final bracha. So it's mashma that Rav wasn't the last person. So if he was the shlishi, there must have been a ravi. That's a Gemara's proof. Lab mishum deboy the mikri achrina basrei. Isn't it that Rav got shlishi and there was a revi, and therefore Rav didn't make the bracha after? Versus lo, Rav bekahani kor. Rav read as a kohen, even though he wasn't a kohen, he got the first aliyah. Dohar Rav Huna kori bekahani, because Rav Huna, while was also not a kohen, got kohen, because the Gemara says bishlam Rav Huna kori bekahani do afilu Rav Ami v'Ravasi to kahani chashivi darad Yisrael. Make of Kaifile. The reason Rav Huna used to get the first Aliyah, even though he wasn't a Kohen, because he was the greatest person. There was no Kohen in that city, or according to some in the world, greater than Rav Huna. Rav Huna was the God Lador. There was no Kohen who was equal to him. Therefore, he got the first Aliyah, wherever he was. Even if those Kohanim weren't around, right? Rav Huna always got the first Aliyah. Ela the Rav ha'ika Shmuel the Kahana havi v'dabar alei Shmuel, right? V'dabar alei. But by Rav, there was a Kohen who was as great as him, or even greater, because Rav used to sit under Shmuel. He put Shmuel above him. So you see that Shmuel, who was a Kohen, was greater than Rav. So if there's any Kohen who's greater than that Talmud Chacham anywhere, right, at least in that city, and according to some, anywhere in the world, then the Talmud Chacham doesn't get Rishon, only any Kohen gets before him. And that, the Gemara explains, is on Shabbos and Yontif, in Sota, and not on Monday and Thursday. Monday and Thursday, a lot of people don't come to shul, they're not afraid of fights. There, the Talmud Chacham can get the first Aliyah. But on Shabbos and Yontif, and a Taina Sibur has a din of Shabbos and Yontif, because more people come to shul on a Taina Sibur, there, if there's any Kohen who's greater than the Talmud Chacham anywhere in the world, then the Talmud Chacham doesn't get the first Aliyah anywhere, and the Kohen, even in Amoritz, gets before him. If he's the greatest Talmud Chacham greater than any Kohen in the world, then that Talmud Chacham gets Rishon no matter where he is. Okay. So here, by Rav, Shmuel was a Kohen who was greater than Rav. Mora says, no, Shmuel nomi makef havikai for Rav. Shmuel was not greater than Rav. Right? For Rav, who da'ovid lay kovid. But Rav gave him kovid as if he was, but he really wasn't. And therefore, Rav was greater than any Kohen who was around, and therefore Rav got Rishon, even on a tiny seaboard. Hachinami mistaber, the Rav bekahani kara. It's mistaber to say that Rav got the first aliyah. Why? The Yisrael kadaitach b'Yisrael kara, lefonel my time of baruch. Right? The kara, why did he make a bracha before? The question is not why didn't he make a bracha after. Why did he make a bracha before? Before the takana, only the first person made the first bracha, and the last person made the last bracha. So why did Rav make the first bracha, not the last bracha? It must be that he got going. Where it says, no, lachar takana. Right, if it's after the takana, when everybody made a first and last bracha, so Mora says, "Ihachi elachrina nami levarich." Right, should make the last bracha too. If it's after the takana, then everybody makes a first bracha and a last bracha. The first bracha because we're afraid of the people who are what's it called leaving early, and the last bracha because of the people who are coming late. Right. Shani Hechon, the Yosef Rav, the Mile Eilei Mefek Lo Maskina. No, wherever Rav was, people came late, but they didn't leave early. They didn't leave. They have the chutzpah to leave if Rav was there. Rashi. Michti, Rav Yisrael, Koroshay, Rav Lo Hoya Lo Kohen Velo Levi. Rav wasn't a Kohen Levi, so he must have gotten Yisrael. And if he didn't make the bracha Achareho, it must be there was another Aliyah after him. So there's four Aliyahs on a tiny seaboard. That's a proof. So Harav Huna Kari Bekahani. Where it says, no, Rav read Kohen, even though he wasn't a Kohen, just like Rav Huna. Got a Kohuna, B'mesechus Gitin Banizokin. Where it says, Hoika Shmuel Rav Huna, there was no greater Kohen in the world than Rav Huna was. Great. But by Rav, there was a greater Kohen, or at least as great Kohen, Shmuel. B'nardo Ashu Medinas Bavel Tekanahu. And Rashi seems to learn it has to be in the same country. That Shmuel was in Nahar Dor, and he was in the same country as Rav. And what? Even Rav Dafka? No, Nahar Dor was a city in the Medina above, the same country. But Rav wasn't in Nahar Dor. Rav was in Pumpadisa. But Shmuel was in Nahar Dor, which happened to be in the same country that Rav was, even though it wasn't in the same city. The Dibur Olayu no ikhaya lios mamala mirav, and he used to sit above Rav. Kedamrinum perik maruba. Rav lo ayu lekamei de Shmuel. Right? Rav sat under Shmuel. But Rav hu da'ovid lahai ada'ad bari alei kovid havi ovid lei. Mishum de letaya Rav le Shmuel de lo lok mi bo. Nei mesech ha-shavet perik Shmuel. Since Rav cursed Shmuel, he shouldn't have children. So he felt, he gave him kovid to make up for it. But he really wasn't greater than him. Shalo b'fonav lo ovid lei. Right? But that was only b'fonav that he gave him that kovid. Shalo b'fonav. Shmuel Ohaya Babel Elabar Nardoa. So Rashi just contradicted himself. Meaning he wasn't in that part of Babel, he was in a different city. And therefore, since even though they were in the same country, and normally if you have a Kohen who's greater than you in the same country, then the Talmud Chacham does not get the first Aliyah. But here, since they weren't in the same city, right, and Rav really was greater than Shmuel, he only gave kavod to Shmuel the fun of in his city, but not when he was in a different city. Okay. Let's say one more Rashi. Meipik. Lo nafki hilkech lefaneha barich zeira mishum anichnosim. So even after the takana, that you have to make a bracha before and after, mishum, the people who leave early and come late, right, when Rav was around, people didn't leave early. So therefore, you needed a bracha rishona because of the people who came late, kedamrin le'el, but he didn't make a bracha after because he wasn't afraid that people would leave early and not hear him, what's it called, not know that, what's it called, that somebody in the end is going to make a bracha.